From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast.
Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We're glad you joined us for episode number 112 of the program, and this is our annual Thankful List program or podcast, and we're glad to be doing this again for the 30 billionth year in a row. No, third or fourth year. I can't remember how many we've done in the season, but Leah's back with me, and Leah, it's good to be back with you on the program.
Thank you.
And we also have a couple of special guests we'll introduce in just a second. But just to remind people of what we do, since, of course, you know, the greatest holiday of them all is coming up very soon. That would be Thanksgiving. And by the way, Leah, I got a shout-out on Arizona Hand this week.
Really?
They said something like it being November, and then Wesley said, so we're going to talk about Christmas. No, just kidding, Adam. And they did a lesson.
I don't know if that's a shout-out or not. Or
well, their whole program is on Thanksgiving, so I'll take it as a shout-out. How about that? Anyway, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. And, you know, sometimes we talk about how, you know, we always need to be grateful. Sometimes we talk about how we need to count our blessings. We, you know, talk about those sorts of things. But, you know, let's be honest, how often do we ever actually do that? Actually sit down and try to list things we're thankful for?
Not enough.
Yeah, it's one of those things we talk about more than we actually do. And so we just kind of started this tradition on the podcast a couple of years ago where sometime nearing Thanksgiving, we sit around and talk about things that we're thankful for. And we try to make them specific to, you know, the previous year, the previous 12 months, or I guess 11 months, you know, from the beginning of the year. But we don't get super specific about that, but just things that are on our mind as we head near Thanksgiving. And the idea behind this is to twofold. It's one to kind of, you know, peel the curtain back a little bit and let you know some things about us that we're thankful for, but also to encourage you to make your own list, to think through these things individually or as a family, and to just talk about things that we're grateful for. And we have, as we mentioned, a couple of special guests on the program who have joined us for this episode, and we're going to let them kind of give a couple of things or so that they're thankful for a piece, and then Leah, they're going to go take showers because it's late. Just that there's peeling back the curtain of podcasting right there.
That's true.
We're recording this a little late for the four of us doing it, but part of the reason is we've just been busy and it snowed. It snowed.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Thanksgiving yet.
No,
we live
unusual.
In Kentucky,
yeah.
And it snowed.
It's been unusual.
So it's been quite a last couple of days for us. But anyway, we are going to begin with Mary Carol. And Mary Carol, it's good to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
And so Mary Carol, you don't have anything in the world to be thankful for, do you? She's just shaking her head. We're going to have to do a little switching. There may be a little extra noise in the podcast. We've got to move around a little bit for this one. If you don't know our setup, you know, we have like one microphone and sit around a table. So it's all kind of, this is going to have some background noise. That's just the way it is. So, Mary Carol, you are now 13 years old. I wish this was a video podcast right now. The smile that just came across her face was both happy and almost like mischievous. I'm not sure what that was exactly, but Give us something you're thankful for this year. We'll go a few minutes. We're gonna do more time than the number of things you do. So, give us something you're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for the good movement we had from Alabama to Kentucky.
You mean it went perfectly smoothly and not anything was difficult with the whole thing? that is the
correct
answer.
Would be a very long shot.
But yeah, it really did. I figured the move would come out. And by the way, we did not practice these. There's nothing written down. All of this is just from our own minds, and the conversation will all be just kind of as we think about it. But, you know, it was pretty smooth. Not everything was perfect, but it was pretty smooth when you think about it.
It was okay, although some things boxes, even though we were kind of unpacked, it was still kind of, we were still in boxes. We still had things in boxes since we weren't in our permanent home yet.
Yeah, we talked about that on the podcast. We had to move into a rental house for a few weeks before we moved into this house. We kind of had to live out of boxes for a few weeks, but even that went okay.
It was okay.
And so you're thankful that we're here and that we're down to, like, what, 125 boxes now?
Let's hope more like 20 to 25.
we're down to just a few, but most of those are things that we haven't needed yet, you know, winter stuff or spring things, but
winter's coming on, so.
Winter's already here, I think, my goodness. Of course, the day this is being released, it's supposed to be up in the 50s. Welcome to Kentucky. Yeah, it snows on Wednesday, it's 50-something degrees on Friday. That's just the way it is. So you're thankful the move went fairly smoothly. What's something else you're thankful for as we make a little list here for 2018?
Well, I'm thankful that we could take Spot with us on the move. And that was very fun to have him in the car.
Although, that, she speaks for herself on that one.
Not really. 'Cause
he didn't like being in a vehicle. Let's put it that way. He was okay once he got in there. Getting him into a vehicle was not fun.
Well, getting him into the kennel was different. You get him into the vehicle in my lap, he'll sit there quiet as a puppy.
Yeah, and like quiet as a puppy. Yeah, and like we were gonna let him do that for 5.5 or 6 hours driving up here, but
well, he could have done it for a little while. He would have loved it.
Let's just say that there's a gas station somewhere in Athens, Tennessee that I think is still marked by Spot, even though that was in late June when we were there. Everything that's vertical in that. At that gas station, I think has been taken care of by our dog. So, you're glad to have Spot up here in Kentucky. He's wearing a sweater in the snow. And so, all right, something besides the dog. What else do you think? Maybe something even besides the move. What else is something you're just thankful for?
That we found a home in a good amount of time before it really got cold.
Yeah, We had no idea when we moved here how long we would be in the rental house. We had two or three different options at the time and everything, but we moved in fairly quickly, and we were able to find a good house fairly quickly and get settled, or mostly settled, and so that's good. And why are you pointing at your mouth? I better not ask that on the podcast. I'll tell you what the answer might be. This could be a frightening and edited moment if I let that go on. So you're thankful for a lot of things surrounding the move. Anything else?
I also enjoyed being able to be a part of Central, being a part of their family now.
Yeah.
And it was very fun to be baptized here while we were still in Alabama. And then moved to Kentucky.
Yeah, that was kind of odd how that worked out. You were baptized a couple of years ago, and your Uncle Jeremiah and I were holding a meeting here, and then here we are. So this worked out that way. So a lot of things with the move. Glad to be at Central, and are you thankful you're part of our family, Mary Carol?
Yes.
She had to think about that for a second, I think.
No.
You're not?
I didn't have to think about that.
I love doing that to Mary Carol. All right, Mary Carol, thank you for joining us. Now go take a shower. Love you.
Love you, Daddy.
All right, a little noise is going to happen here because Turner is going to join me next. As we are recording this, Turner is 11 years old.
Hi.
And obviously thrilled to be on the program. All right, Turner, so... You told me before we start recording you have 75 things to talk about. So remember our podcast, we try to keep it to 30 minutes, and there's two more people still to talk. So anyway, give us something you're thankful for this year in 2018.
Number one. No.
I'm just glad I didn't say firstly, because that could have really been going for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was kind of thankful what Mary Carol said, like...
Now don't give the she took my answer. That's what you always say in Bible class. That's every teenager's answer in Bible class. They took my answer.
Well, anyway, I'm thankful that we moved here safely and that we like just found a house and we actually moved here.
Mm-hmm.
We did live in a rental house, like you said earlier.
But it was a house we knew, so that was, yes, kind of cool. It was actually a house that Grammy and Grandpa used to own.
Yeah,
so.
If you didn't know, our grandparents used to live in our old rental house.
Yep.
Well, not ours, but...
All right, so other than stuff that answers that Mary Carol took, what's something else you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for all my family and friends, and it's just like, I guess I'm just thankful for them. I mean, I live in a home, my family provides... I don't have to sit all day or outside in boredom because I have friends to play with.
Yeah.
Yay. And also a dog.
And Spot gets a second shout out on the program. So thankful for your family and your friends. You had something huge happen this year.
Oh, yeah. I was also baptized.
Yeah.
Big deal.
I promise he told me that before we started recording. He was going to mention that. So I'm not trying to just force that for him to mention it. He told me that a couple of times today. He was going to talk about that. So why are you thankful that you made that decision, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I guess?
Because I just want to get rid of all my sins. I'm going to screw up, but I know. And also, I want to go to heaven.
That's a pretty good reason. I want to go to heaven. So... I like the, I'm thankful for all my family and friends, and we're thankful for those good things, too. Anything else, Turner?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm thankful for, almost everything that's good.
Yeah, when we were eating supper, he said, well, I'm thankful for, he named 4 or 5 things. He said, I'm thankful for everything except bad stuff. I was like, well, that kind of covers it all right there.
Well, hopefully everyone is like that.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? All right, Turner, thank you. Now go take a shower.
You're welcome.
Now I'm going to be joined by the lovely and beautiful usual co-host of the program, Leah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Although she never left. She's been sitting 4 feet away. But so I think the kids have talked about kind of the big things this year and kind of given us the children's or young person's view, the teen and tween view of some things, but either those things or other things, Lee, what are some things you're thankful for as we head towards Thanksgiving and start winding down 2018?
Well, first, I'm thankful for you.
Aww. Thank you. Thank you for reading the notes. That's good.
No, I didn't.
I promise, but I have notes.
No, I am thankful that we have a good marriage and that we keep staying together almost 20 years now.
Yeah. Lord willing, next June will be 20 years for us.
So,
sometimes this podcast feels like it's been going 20 years. But
but I don't take that for granted. I do sometimes, probably. I guess we're all guilty of that, but I am thankful that we
I think every married couple would say they're at least days or seasons where they kind of, where they're thankful because they're still together, but they don't really just stop and think about it.
Yeah, life gets busy. And
yeah. And I think it's fair to say, and we try to be fairly, what's the word, open, vulnerable, whatever, on the podcast. I think it's safe to say the last couple of years, you know, we've gone through, what would you say, Leah, just some stress and just,
I think that's an understatement.
But I mean, you know, with the kids, you know, the ages they are and, you know, easy for us to... be at one of those stages, maybe we're focusing more on the kids than we are on our marriage. I think that's fair to say.
I think every family, they get to a certain point that they have to start balancing that a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear people talk about that when you have younger kids, and I think I don't think you really understand what that's really all about until they get just a little bit older and there's just more time involved. I mean, even when you have small children, a lot of times you're at home a lot more and, you know, you may be talking about taking care of them physically and, you know, losing sleep, things like that. But when they get older, it's just a whole nother level of maybe worry and concern that you have to think about. Plus still take care of physical things,
right?
And they're more expensive as they get older, it seems like. And
right. I just say that because, you know, we are thankful for our marriage, but, you know, we have gone through a period here where we've really been, I guess you'd say, spending more time focusing on the kids. Hopefully we're always focusing on the kids in a lot of ways, but so that's, you know, it's been a challenge, but we're still thankful to be married and enjoying marriage. And, you know, it's just a reminder that whatever, anybody listening, it's married, whatever you're going through, you know, still be grateful for your marriage. There's going to be ups and downs as far as the, you know, excitement level and how much you can concentrate on each other all the time, but there's still a gratitude there. So what if, we can keep talking about that. That was, I like that one. Anyway, what else?
Well, I guess I will take maybe the kids' answers a little bit, but I am thankful for our move. I'm thankful, really, that we're getting more settled, finally. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still not there. If you ever moved, you know what that's like, but there's still all things that we still need to do, but...
especially if you've ever moved and... You jump right into what you're doing.
Right. It was crazy for a while. We've never not moved to the house that we're just going to be in. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know where we were going to end up once we moved. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty scary feeling. I mean, we knew we had a rental place, but still, it was just like, we knew that wasn't permanent. And that, you know.
And not knowing how
long. I'm just not so not good with things like that.
Not permanent that was going to
right.
be.
Right. We didn't know.
We're going to be here a month or
yeah,
a year.
Month or 4 months at the time. Yeah. You know, we thought it might be 4 or 5 months, maybe, possibly, depending on what kind of house we would buy. So, anyway. So, I'm thankful that we're finally, you know, maybe starting to settle down and things are not always all the way put away and settled, but just getting closer a little bit.
Enough where we actually have people over at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
a group in there. Yeah. And you know, we were talking to Mary Carol, I was, you know, no move goes perfectly. But I really think this went about as smoothly as it possibly could, especially considering it was a double move.
Yeah, I mean,
it was stressful and busy, and you know, it was crazy in a lot of ways, but you kind of look back on it now, it is kind of amazing how so many things just fell together. The move from Alabama to here, you know, to the rental house, and then the rental house to here.
Right.
It is kind of amazing how many things fell
together.
We had
a lot of help, so I was thankful for that. That's another thing to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
People at Central really just bent over backwards, really, to help us with the tedious parts of moving. And
I'll say this. I think I mentioned this in the podcast one time, that things sometimes that we might not even have thought of. And I just want to say that because, you know, maybe you know someone who's moving, or it's a different situation. Maybe you know somebody who has, you know, a family member who's sick, or they've lost a loved one or whatever. If you think of something you think might help, you know, go do it for them.
Right.
Because there's a lot of times they might not even have thought of that. But it's helpful. And as long as you're not just, you know, barreling in and trying to take over everything, you know, we had some things done for us that would have been about 300th on our priority list, mm-hmm. we would think, but then you get them done and you're like, oh yeah, that really was mm-hmm. really was a relief. So yeah, thankful for just the help in so many ways, you know, even some things we might not even have thought of ourselves was great.
And I'm thankful for, and we mentioned this, but Central, just the church at Central, it's been so good. And I think, you know, anytime you move, especially with children, you worry about them settling in, but you know, they've made friends, and there's just a good family atmosphere at Central, and they've just kind of welcomed us with open arms, and the kids are loving it, and they're busy with good things, and
yes they are,
and you know, and we all busy. are, and it's just a blessing to, and I'm really thankful that I feel like it was a really good move for our family as a whole to just, I think we fit in at Central, and I'm just thankful for that. I don't want to ever take that for granted, because, you know, not everyone is able to be a member of a church where they feel like they have maybe activities for their children to be involved in, and a good, you know, maybe other good friends, and we really do. So I'm thankful for that.
And it's, you know, the other thing you mentioned there, and you hate to talk this way, but it's just true. I feel sorry for people that, you know, they're members of a congregation, and I mean, and they're good people. You know, they want to be active, they want to grow together and be encouraged and everything. For some reason, there's just an atmosphere at some, you know, mm-hmm. where some people are at, where you just, you don't feel like you can, you know, quote unquote, fit in. It's, mm-hmm. And of course, the most important thing is we're all going to heaven. You know, we're being faithful to God. So I'm not trying to discount that, obviously, but you know, you just know places where there's just mm-hmm. an atmosphere where you're just welcomed and encouraged, And we just seem to have that. Right. Our job is just not to screw it up. Because it was here before we got here in so many ways. But that's, right. So if you have that or have a place that's working towards that, that feeling is kind of growing, be very grateful for it. And, and
it's a blessing.
And do what you can to nurture that and encourage that wherever you happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Miss Leah?
Well, I know we're maybe talking about the same theme over and over, but it's been such a big part of our life.
We've had a year where a couple things dominated.
But I'm really thankful for our neighborhood. I'll just keep loving the neighborhood more and more. There's just such a feeling of hospitality, and I've never really seen anything like it. I mean, we've just have great neighbors. The second day, after 2 or 3 days of where we lived here, we had people knocking on our door, bringing us plates of goodies or a little gift with their name and number on a card. And
one couple even told us they had been praying for whoever would buy
the house
for next
door. Right. And just, we've got good neighbors, and there's some kids in the neighborhood that our kids love playing with, and just... just like even today, I don't think I've even told you this, but one of the neighbor dogs, he gets loose sometimes from these on a...
Sometimes. Yeah. That dog gets loose about every other day.
He loves to come over here, I think, and play with Spot, because they've said, well, he's never done this until you all moved in, so I think he just likes Spot. They come over and they play.
Spot has the gift of hospitality.
Yeah, he is. He's a...
Yeah.
But, he was over here, and somehow...
Laurel Sewell will be proud of Spot. He has the six gifts of hospitality.
Mary Carol and Turner, most of the time, take care and make sure, like, maybe they let them know if he's over here. Because we can't always get him to leave. He's on a little shock collar thing, too, and he can't leave our yard sometimes. And so, anyway... But today, the lady knocked on our door. She had a little plate of cookies and just thanked Mary Carol for, helping her with the dog at some point with, he had gotten loose or something. And I thought, I just love that. And, I want to return that. I want to be that kind of neighbor. And I'm just encouraged by how they take care of each other and how they just welcome people and are friendly. We've had, our neighbors helping us even cut down a couple of trees in our yard, and just things like that are just so helpful. And I really am thankful that we have a neighborhood like that, that we just felt welcomed right away. And, we knew there was something special about it. It's almost like right away. It just felt like this was a really good place for us to be. So I'm glad. It worked out that way.
And be honest, you're also happy it's 3 minutes from Panera Bread.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I can just, pop in here and there. And I am. I'm not ashamed of that. I really love... That's one of the reasons I love where we live so much. It's convenient to things, but it's still private. And it's just really nice.
It's nice.
I mean, I like it. I'm just thankful.
What else? I mean, you don't have to have any more. Or I can do a couple of you.
Those are the ones I had thought of, just the first.
I've got kind of an odd one. I mean...
Yeah, I knew you were going to probably think of, good ones that I've not thought.
This one's very odd, but it goes along with the moving stuff. And one of the things I was actually just thinking about this today, really without this program in my mind, without this podcast in mind, my brain finally put them together not long before we start recording, is with all the... turnover of moving and schedules being thrown off and everything else. I was thinking today that we have kept up with the kids, like reading through the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
We have not been perfect with keeping up family devotionals, partially because we're just busier here, especially in the evenings. But we've continued, that tradition fairly regularly. We've kept reading story. We're still reading Wizard of Oz or other books or other things. And I was just thinking, I'm just thankful that even though it's been insane as far as our schedule goes, that there's been that continuity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I guess the best way to put it really is kind of just family traditions, but those that are so special to us about, reading the Bible together, reading these stories together, having a family Bible time. I've just been really thankful that, we haven't done it every day all year long, because there are some days where it would be, I won't say impossible, but, right up, pressing right up against impossible to do it. But I'm just thankful we've kept those things basically going. And I may be wrong, but I think the kids have been thankful for it too, whether they say it or not.
Right.
Because even, you know, when we were in the rental house or when we first moved in here and everything, they were, you could just see they were kind of glad that we were going to sit down and still read their story at night. Or, you know, I just think that made a big difference.
Well, it's on a ladies' day. It was really, when was that ladies' day? Back down in Alabama, the
it was in
New Hope.
August, maybe?
Was
July
after,
or August?
After we moved here? I mean, into this house? I think it was.
I think so.
Well, and that, you know, they wanted me to talk about keeping family traditions, and I mentioned that, you know, with how crazy our life had been for a month or two or three at that point, really, and what we, you know, things we had decided we did not want to let go. You know, we wanted to make sure that that was still going to be part of our family tradition. We don't, sometimes it's easy when you make a big change to, and for everything to change. And, you know, that's always one of the things with me is I never want that to happen. You know, if we, you know, make a change in our life, I want our family life to stay stable and secure so that it's not like, well, we're, you know, some things naturally change. You do things differently. Sometimes you have to. But there are a lot of things I want to think that's our, what we do. That's part of our family culture. And so I actually talked about that same idea.
Yeah.
That we had decided what are the important things, that, you know, family meals. Like we right away tried to, when was it? I've tried to think about the timeline. You know, I know we moved in on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
To that rental house, and by Thursday night my mom and dad had come, I think. No, that was the next week.
No, they came that week because they were here for the first Sunday.
That's right. So they came back Thursday. Cooked dinner, and everyone was like, oh, you don't have to do that. You don't have to. Because, you know, we'd eaten out for a couple of days pretty much. We had not really eaten at home. People had brought over food.
I'm tired. I brought some things.
But, you know, but one of the members, Miss Rose, had brought a lot of food and filled our refrigerator up with produce and some chicken. And, you know, we had all kinds of stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm going to cook dinner. It makes me feel like home that way. It's healthy. We had been, you know, crazy and eating out with packing and just all that going on back before we moved. And so I said, that feels normal, and I want to cook. And so I did. And, you know, we barely had things even halfway organized, but I was pulling out those things and getting that dinner cooked. And it wasn't anything fancy, but, you know, it's like that's something I do not want to give up doing and be out of sync on for too long. It's just a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, like I said, I was thinking about that today just randomly, and then we were getting ready to record just a few minutes ago. I thought, I guess that's something I'm actually just thankful for. You know, that's actually, you know, continued along. And we're behind on the kids memorizing their Bible verses, but we'll catch up on that. They'll do fine. We'll get there eventually. But the other things have done well. Of course, I'm thankful for you. I mean, that's just duh. How could I not be?
I made you feel good. I said that, and you weren't. You usually do that to me.
I know.
I'm like, oh yeah. Usually.
One thing that I'm thankful for this year. We mentioned on the podcast, but I'm going to use it as kind of a general statement too. We went to your parents' 50th wedding anniversary back a couple months ago or so. And, you know, it made me think, your parents are married 50 years. My parents are married 48 years. You know, I'm just thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just way cool. You know, that we both come from families where, you know, we've been married almost 20 years, and it's like they're going, ha, you know, you babies.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, I think that's just great that there's that, you know, continuity of, you know, long marriages, and you know, gives us something to enjoy but also shoot for. And we, you know, got to celebrate one of those this year specifically. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of brings your mind to that. And then, you know, my parents will be, Lord willing, 50 years just in a couple of years, so we're headed that direction for both sides of our family to have that half century mark, and that's just really, really cool.
Yep, it is.
So. Can you believe it's almost Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Can I give you one that's not important but I am thankful for?
What?
College basketball.
I know. Oh, me. You love it.
I do. I had a game on right before we started recording here, but in all seriousness, I'm thankful that comes around because it's just something simple that you can watch and kind of be mindless for a few moments mm-hmm. and enjoy.
Oh,
you know?
I love watching.
College basketball?
Not that.
Oh, I was
no.
like, wow. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, no. I watched a whole game the other night, and you were looking at your phone for 2 hours. And yeah, I was like, please don't tell me you love, unless you're watching another game on your phone.
I have, you know, I go in, I say I go in spurts, and I'm not right now. I had been in, you know, spurt of watching a little bit of TV at night, but it was the Dick Van Dyke Show. I was mm-hmm. watching this. They've taken that off of Netflix.
Oh, no. High crimes and misdemeanors.
I was going to watch it the other night and pulled it up there. And I was like, what? I can't believe it. They've got other garbage on there, but not the Dick Van Dyke Show. I could not believe it. So anyway, but I do enjoy that. I love watching movies. I never have the time to watch like good movies. I don't like all that junky junk stuff, but just like a good clean old movie or even a newer movie, as long as it's done real, if it's good and clean, which are few and far between.
But, Ernest Goes to Jail?
Well, you know, it's the girly stuff, I bet. You wouldn't like them.
Electro Man.
No.
Ernest Goes to Jail. That's a.
Yeah, no. We watch those to humor you.
Okay, man. I will cross one Christmas line here real quick. I actually saw a list the other day of the worst Christmas movies ever made, and one was Ernest Saves Christmas. And I was like, these people have lost their mind. That is one of the greatest films, not just Christmas films. That is high art. Ernest Saves mm-hmm. Christmas. When those elves and he's driving the sleigh and they get near the ground, it stops and he looks at the camera and goes, air brakes. I mean, that is absolutely high cinema right there.
I think we're digressing here.
on the podcast. Just had to give Ernest P. Worrell some love here on the program.
See how that fits into our thankful podcast.
You said good movies, so Ernest Goes to Jail was, you know. Well,
I was saying, you mentioned being thankful to watch, and it made me think about, yes, I do enjoy just relaxing and watching television. I've always loved that. Just have no time for it anymore.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. One of these days I'll be an old woman and I'll just be watching TV.
That's right. When's the Price is Right going to come on again? Tomorrow. What?
The kids get grown. I mean, now I'll watch a movie finally.
Yeah. What is this
first
thing?
Day that they go to college? I'll be like, movies.
What is this new thing they've come up with now? FILM. Film? What is, wow, you just tripped the whole computer system.
I know, I'm so sorry.
if you were having earbuds on, we apologize.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, me. All right, Leah, our plan is to try to do these every couple of weeks, but this one was 2 weeks because we wanted to get this one in. We're going to do our best to stay on schedule, but we will continue to make that attempt, and we won't make promises, but we'll make that attempt. And love you.
Love you.
And we hope this has encouraged you to try to build your own thankful list for the year and just think about things, you know, important things and maybe some silly things too that you're thankful for and just enjoy those good blessings. You know, the Bible tells us that every good gift comes from God. And so this really is a spiritual practice to think about these things and to show gratitude. And we hope it encourages you and your family to do just that.
And it is good when you think about being thankful. Is true what they say. When you allow yourself to and almost force yourself to make a list, to think of things, just anything and everything that's good, it really makes you see how God has really blessed us, and it's a lot harder to be down and depressed.
That's right. Absolutely. So we hope this encouraged you and you enjoyed it, and we'll do our best to be back with you again in just a couple of weeks. And until you remember your family can go to heaven, just make sure you go there together.